Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 111-19, where we dish out the tastiest trivia on the internet. Ready to whet your appetite for knowledge? Let's dive right in. Round number one. The category is national narratives. We begin with the first question. And quiet flows the dawn in the Gulag Archipelago. These literary masterpieces hail from Russia. Moving on to the second question in this round. The Man Who Planted Trees and The Man in the Iron Mask. These classic tales come to us from France. Buckle up for the third question. The Tale of Genji and the Temple of the Golden Pavilion. These literary gems originate in Japan. Let's journey into the fourth question. The Settlers and Exodus. These inspiring narratives tell tales from Israel. Okay, here comes the fifth question. Snowflower and the Secret Fan and the Sand Pebbles. These intriguing works are rooted in China. Round two, the category Rebels, and we're talking about Rebel with a capital R. Get set for the first question. Duane Eddy, hailed as rock and roll's number one instrumentalist, had his first big hit with this. The answer is Rebel Rouser. Now, on to the second question. James Dean was the quintessential embodiment of the title of this film, in which he starred. The answer is the iconic Rebel Without a Cause. Here comes the third question. This term refers to a prolonged high-pitched scream associated with Confederate soldiers. The answer is the haunting Rebel Yell. Let's dive into the fourth question. Though the Crystals were a real group, this, their biggest hit, was actually sung by Darlene Love and the Blossoms. The answer is He's a Rebel. And finally, the fifth question. This 1970 ABC series set in 1777 chronicled the exploits of Pennsylvania's Yankee Doodle Society. The answer is the Young Rebels. Round three, the category, foreign words and phrases. The linguistic journey begins now. Here's our first question. It's the Italian word for you're welcome, not you're with child. The answer is prego. Next up, the second question. A criminal who is caught red-handed is caught this way. While the crime is blazing. The answer is in flagrante delicto. Moving on to the third question. It's the name the Greeks gave to the primordial disorganization of the universe. The answer is chaos. Stay tuned for the fourth question. Negus from the Amharic for king was once used as a title for the emperors of this African nation. The answer is Ethiopia. And the fifth question, meaning 10,000 years, this Japanese cry of triumph was often used in battle. The answer is Banzai. Round four. The category, silent letter vocabulary. Shh, let's get started. The first question, the song entitled Great is Thy Faithfulness, for example. The answer is a hymn. On to the second question. The Latin Agnus Dei translates to this baby animal of God. The answer is lamb. Here comes the third question. This word means to twist violently, like a neck. The answer is wrench or ring. And now for the fourth question. Okisuch or these return upstream to deposit their eggs? The answer is salmon. And finally, the fifth question. A silent K begins this British slang word meaning very tired. The answer is knackered. Our final round, the category, directed but didn't star in. Here's the first question. Ordinary People, 1980. The answer is Robert Redford. The second question, Apollo 13. The answer is Ron Howard. Here's the third question. 2014's Lost River, featuring girlfriend Eva Mendes. The answer is Ryan Gosling. Moving on to the fourth question. Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, 1997. The answer is Clint Eastwood. Finally, the fifth question. The answer is Angelina Jolie. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this brain workout. Join us again tomorrow for more trivia. Be sure to add a fun twist to your day.